Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Ferrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I love Joe Lenardi's bracketology. There's no denying he's great at it. And he asked, is Kansas going to become the first repeat champ in men's hoop since the Gators back in 06 and 07? So what's the latest as we curve toward late January and into February? Right now, the top overall seed would be Kansas. Purdue would be the number two overall seed after they got out of the Breslin Center in East Lansing with a one-point win over the Spartans. There's so many teams that are going to make it from the Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC. You're looking at like somewhere in the neighborhood of 24 teams. Those three conferences have over 35% of the field in the latest projections for the brackets. So right now he's got the last four byes being Indiana, Wisconsin, Memphis, and Maryland. The last four teams in: Boise State, Oklahoma, Penn State, and New Mexico. The first four out that won't make it: Kentucky, West Virginia, Northwestern, and Texas A&M. And then the next four that won't make it: USC, Utah State, Florida, and Virginia Tech. So the play-in games, the Dayton games, would be Southeast Louisiana against Fairleigh Dickinson, which is right outside of New York City. Oklahoma and New Mexico. Can you imagine the season the Lobos are having, and then they're still going to have to be in a play-in game? Southern against Morgan State. And those teams would be automatic qualifiers along with Southeast Louisiana and Fairleigh Dickinson. And the other play-in game would be Boise State against Penn State, and Penn State would be the new team into that field of the play-in games, right? And Oklahoma and New Mexico would fall into that same category as new teams to make it into the field, into the play-in games. So the Midwest bracket, and that's Kansas City, it would start in Des Moines with Kansas, the top seed, and they would play the winner of Southeast Louisiana and Fairleigh Dickinson, that play-in game. And the number two seed in the Midwest would be Gonzaga, and they would play SIU Edwardsville. The number three seed would be Arizona. They would play Seattle. I've already lost money on that team, the Red Hawks. I want no part of them. They don't matter. Arizona will slice them into two pieces. Marquette would be the number four seed. They would play Marshall, an automatic qualifier. The number five seed would be a tough Rutgers team, and they would play the winner of the Oklahoma-New Mexico play-in game. And then the number six seed would be Providence. They would play Nevada, Steve Alford's bunch. And then Iowa would be the seven. They would take on an automatic qualifier in Charleston. They're badass. I love that team. They would be the 10 seed. And then the eight seed would be North Carolina, and they would face the nine seed, Missouri. So if it were to go down that way, the Iowa game against Charleston and the Gonzaga game against SIU Edwardsville would be in Denver. The Providence, Nevada, Arizona, Seattle games would be in Sacramento. The Rutgers against the winner of the Oklahoma, New Mexico play-in, and the Marquette Marshall game would be in Orlando. And I already mentioned the Kansas bracket would be in Des Moines, and North Carolina and Missouri would also be in Des Moines. So let's look at the West. Houston would be the number one seed, and they're going to play Maryland, Baltimore County, an automatic qualifier as the 16, and that game would be in Birmingham. So would Clemson and Arizona State. Clemson would be the 8, Arizona State would be the 9. Now let's go back down to the number 2. That's UCLA. They'd be the 2 seed. They'd take on automatic qualifier Eastern Washington, the Hawks, as the 15 seed. The 3 seed would be Iowa State. They would take on Riverside, an automatic qualifier, as the 14 seed. The 4 seed would be TCU. They would take on automatic qualifier Southern Illinois. The 5 seed would be Illinois. They would take on qualifier Liberty as the 12 seed. And the 6 seed would be Arkansas. They'd take on 11 seed Memphis. And the 7 seed would be St. Mary's. And they would take on the 10 seed Wisconsin. So that game would be in Sacramento. So would the UCLA Eastern Washington game. The Arkansas, Memphis, and Iowa State Riverside games would be in Des Moines. The Illinois Liberty and TCU Southern Illinois games would be in Orlando. And as I said, the Birmingham games would have Houston and UMBC and also Clemson and Arizona State as the 8-9. Now let's go to the South. Purdue would be the automatic qualifier. Let's say they win the Big Ten. They're going to be the number 1 seed in the South. They would take on the winner of the play-in game between Southern and Morgan State. The number 2 seed would be Tennessee. They would take on qualifier Siena as the 15 seed. And then the number 3 seed would be Xavier. They'd take on qualifier Youngstown State as the 14 seed. The 4 seed would be Kansas State. They'd take on qualifier Princeton as the 13. The 5 seed would be Miami. They'd take on qualifier Oral Roberts as the 12 seed. The 6 seed would be Duke. They would take on the winner of the play-in game between Boise and Penn State as the 11. Michigan State would be the 7 seed. They would take on Florida Atlantic as the 10 seed qualifier. So in that game, it would be in Greensboro along with Tennessee and Siena. The Duke Boise Penn State winner game and the Xavier Youngstown State game would be in Columbus. The Miami Oral Roberts and Kansas State Princeton games would be in Albany. And along with the Purdue game in Columbus, there'd be Creighton against Pitt. Creighton, the 8 seed. Pitt would be the 9 seed. Now let's look at the East. Alabama would be the automatic qualifier and the number 1 seed in Birmingham, and they would take on qualifier UNC Asheville as the 16 seed in Birmingham. The number 2 seed would be Texas. They would take on qualifier Samford as the 15 seed. The number 3 seed would be UConn. They'd take on qualifier Colgate as the 14. Virginia would be the 4 seed. They'd take on VCU from Richmond, and they're a qualifier, and they'd be the 13th seed. The 5 seed would be Baylor. They'd take on qualifier Kent State as the 12. The 6 seed would be Auburn. They'd take on the 11 seed Maryland. The 7 seed would be NC State. They would take on the 10 seed Indiana. That game would be in Denver along with Texas and Samford. The Auburn, Maryland, and UConn Colgate games would be in Albany. Baylor, Kent State, and Virginia VCU would be in Greensboro. And along with the top seed Alabama against Asheville, San Diego State would be the 8 seed and Ohio State the 9 seed and play those games in Birmingham next to the Alabama game. So here's the conference breakdown, and it is crazy. The Big Ten would get 10 teams into the tournament, and you just better get used to it. The Big Ten has the best conference for basketball in the country. I don't care what anybody says, and they deserve to have 10 teams in, whether you like it or not. The Big 12 is awesome. They're going to get 7 teams in at least. The ACC, 7 teams in at least. The SEC is looking at 5 teams in. So is the Big East. The Mountain West would slide 4 in. The Pac-12, only 3 teams would make it. two teams would get in from the American and two teams would get in from the WCC. That would be Gonzaga and St. Mary's getting in. So I've already given you games on Coast to Coast played through Friday that matter. I wanted to give you Saturday's top 25 games of significance. I think it's going to be a kick-ass Saturday of lid. Number 17, Miami at Duke at Cameron Indoor in Durham. That's going to be awesome. You look at the Canes 6-2 in the ACC against 4-3 Duke, conference record-wise. And then Vatex at Clemson at Little John in Clemson. How about Clemson? 10-0 at home. Vatex 0-4 away from Blacksburg. Georgia and Xavier at the Cintas Center in Cincinnati. Xavier is 7-0 in conference. Georgetown 0-8. Charleston's ranked 18th. They're at Northeastern in Boston. Northeastern's terrible. Charleston's 19-1, 6-1 on the road. Ole Miss and Arkansas in Fayetteville at Bud Walton. Of course, both of these teams struggling in the SEC. Ole Miss 1-5 in conference play. Arkansas 1-4. TCU's at Kansas at Fog Allen in Lawrence. That's going to be awesome. UCLA and Arizona in Tucson at the McHale Center. Number 5 against number 11. Virginia and Wake Forest in Winston-Salem. Iowa State ranked 12th at Oklahoma State in Stillwater. Texas Tech and Kansas State in Manhattan. DePaul's at Providence, Auburn ranked 16th at South Carolina, number 9 Tennessee at LSU, Marquette ranked 20th at Seton Hall, Baylor at Oklahoma, number 4 Bama at Missouri, number 7 Texas at West Virginia, number 24 FAU at UTEP, and number 8 Gonzaga at Pacific. It's going to be kick ass.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No